We're joined on the line by journalist Khadija Patel, who talks to us about World Refugee Day. Khadija, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
How's your Ramadan going?
Alhamdulillah, it's been going well with the mercy of Allah.
And what's it like being a journalist in the month of Ramadan?
Well, what we've tried to do, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to be sort of employed by myself. So we've adjusted our working hours and we have our daily diary meeting much earlier in the morning in order to finish off earlier to allow myself and also the other Muslim members of staff, to have enough time in the afternoon to catch up with the ibadah and anything else they have to do in terms of admin and also preparing meals for those of us who are responsible for meal preparations at home. So alhamdulillah, I'm at least fortunate enough to be able to make those adjustments. But I know many other journalists, Muslim journalists in South Africa, for them it's pretty much the same day as it is on any other day. Journalists traditionally work very long hours. Many journalists are breaking their fast at their desks and leaving the office much later as well. So it is a varied picture, but alhamdulillah, I think that it's been a serene month for most of us.
Alhamdulillah. Yesterday was World Refugee Day. Tell us more.
So I think that it was a global day in which we recognize the rights of refugees around the world, and it comes at a moment in the world where it's forcing us to look closely at the lives of refugees and also the kinds of measures that have been taken by the likes of the European Union to stop the flow of refugees into their countries. The latest report from the United Nations Refugee Agency titled Global Trends Forced Displacement in 2015, it really does paint a grim picture of the global refugee crisis. More than 65 million people around the world have had to flee their homes due to war, persecution, violence, and human rights violations. Now, to put these numbers in perspective, these figures have never been as high since the UNHCR was established in 1950. So we're seeing unprecedented levels of human displacement around the world. And while the flow of refugees into Europe gets a lot of airtime within the mainstream global media, most affected is actually the African continent. In late 2015, about 16 million people in Africa were either displaced or forced to flee to other countries. That is, displaced internally within their countries or those who have been forced to leave the countries entirely. So that's 16 million people in Africa that are officially refugees. And this figure is now up from 1.5 million from 2014. So a huge spike. And just to further analyze these numbers, 10.7 million of these 16 million people in Africa are internally displaced people, while the remainder, 5.2 million, are people who've had to fled their home countries for refuge elsewhere. So if we look at where exactly the refugees are coming from, Somalia continues to be, we know that Somalia is still a country that can be described as a failed state. There is still a civil war ongoing there, even though sections of the country have been restored to law and order. There still is a civil war ongoing, and that war continues to render many, many people as refugees. So too, the conflict in South Sudan, and Sudan has also forced people to leave their homes. And a situation that we've discussed at length on the Africa Report of the last year, the situation in Burundi, which continues to be very volatile, and we're seeing large numbers of refugees from Burundi recently as well. And then, of course, Nigeria and the crisis related to Boko Haram has also driven a high number of refugees to neighboring countries, as we've recently discussed as well. But where exactly are these refugees going? And I know many in South Africa feel that we have taken a disproportionate number of refugees, but if we actually look at who exactly is hosting the highest number of refugees on the African continent, we'd rethink that. Ethiopia and Kenya remain the main host countries in sub-Saharan Africa for refugees. And like we said, the majority of these refugees come from Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan. And a country that also has seen a huge increase in refugees over the last year is Uganda. And this is principally due to the crisis in Burundi. And so too, Cameroon is now hosting many more refugees, and that is because of the Boko Haram crisis. So we're seeing these large numbers of refugees. What we're seeing really is a worsening situation for refugees in Africa. And I think that what we have to think about is how indeed, first of all, do we ensure the rights of refugees are respected by all host countries? There is global legislation to ensure this. And incidentally, just yesterday, the UNHCR commended South Africa for its treatment of refugees here. While elsewhere, refugees, basically live in camps and have very, very little access to a normal life. So how do we ensure that the rights of refugees are respected around the continent, but also how do we ensure that we stop the flow of refugees, not in terms of their movement, but how do we stop people from becoming refugees? We're seeing this conflict, for example, the conflict in Somalia is not new. It's been going on for years. We're seeing the conflict in Sudan and South Sudan, also not new. How do we put an end to this conflict so that people across the continent can live in peace?
Yes, so that is a great concern. How can we achieve that? And everyone has to think very deeply in that regard. We appreciate your time this morning. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Khadija Patel with the weekly edition of the Africa Reporter this morning, focusing on refugees. Ethiopia and Kenya continue to host the largest numbers of refugees on the African continent. Yes, so we're mistaken if we think South Africa has the most.